Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pipe Bomb Pro Wrestling Talks with your host, David Payne.
What's up, guys? It's David Payne here, your host of this show. Today we're going to talk about a lot of things, mostly WWE booking situations, basically anything you want about pro wrestling. So yeah, let's get this thing started. First off, I just want to get some things out of the way. I'm a 14-year-old kid, obviously. You could probably tell by the things. I'm going to take a drink real quick, so excuse me. But we're going to take callers on the show. Basically, just do whatever you guys want about pro wrestling. Talk about pro wrestling. Big problem right now in pro wrestling. I don't know if any of you caught anything about the Stone Cold / Triple H podcast on the network. And, it was a pretty crazy thing. A lot of things Triple H said that, you know, some of the things were like, he kind of looked like he wanted to say things, but he couldn't because, obviously, Vince McMahon, his daddy, his boss. And so one thing that's really been bugging me, especially about with the E, is WWE, is how they have this NXT thing that's rocking. It's amazing. It's on fire. So much has been said about it. And yet they come up from development, come right up into the main roster, and WWE just buries him completely. Like, for instance, with the Adrian Neville, NXT champion, you think he's going to get caught up right after he loses to Zayn, right away, and it just doesn't happen, for whatever, we don't know, obviously. But then you hear things about them wanting to turn him into a mouse, have that gimmick on him, a mighty mouse or something, which is completely ridiculous because he's Adrian Neville. Nobody's going to know him as a mouse. And he has this awesome run in NXT, and then they just act like it never matters, and nobody saw that, which is completely ridiculous, because obviously NXT people, and if you've watched NXT, you can see that take another drink, that it's basically getting a slap in the face to NXT and all of those characters, because it's like, oh, this NXT is completely ignoring, and nobody, you don't need that. Like, NXT is completely pointless. We developed these guys just to come up and put a terrible gimmick on them, and it never works. Well, I mean, that's all fine and all, but the gimmicks you're giving them are terrible and are pointless and never going to make them. Like, for instance, like I said, the mouse thing. And another thing that bothers me about NXT, like, honestly, it's better than all the WWE shows, Raw, SmackDown combined, and we all know that, obviously, and it's pretty obvious to all of us. And yeah, that's completely ridiculous. But anyways, another thing I was gonna say bothers me about NXT, you have guys like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, El Generico, Kevin Steen, Finn Balor, Prince Devitt in or Fergal Devitt in New Japan, Kenta, change him to whatever his name is, I don't even care, honestly. But they change him to that, and then they bring him into NXT, and they act like they need to be developing the stars when you have guys like Prince Devitt, he's in the Tokyo Dome, performing in front of more people than sometimes in the WWE arenas, which I think is utterly ridiculous. Because imagine if those four just came in as a stable, came in, did their thing, were on fire. People would love that and would accept that completely. But yeah, it's a pretty ridiculous thing. Another thing too with the NXT is it's Triple H's thing, and you have Vince McMahon, who's honestly just old and needs to get out of there. And it's completely ridiculous that he's still running it and doing the things that he's doing, because they're not working and the fans hate it, and they should know that. But hey, I mean, let him do his thing. He could do whatever he wants, I guess. So, yeah, we'll see. All right, so enough about NXT, but well, let's talk about Roman Reigns' situation with him and Daniel Bryan and this whole Fastlane thing. You have him win the Rumble, which would have been fine a year ago, which they didn't think he's ready, and now you have him win it, and it's basically pointless because of the fact that the fans hated him all in Philly. They can't stand him anymore, and it's completely just it's trash. So then, what the fans really wanted is they really wanted Daniel Bryan against Lesnar, and they didn't get that. So what does WWE do? According to Triple H, they take it as they go, and they change things as they go, and they put him and Reigns in a match with Lesnar and, or, I mean, not in Lesnar, sorry, at Fastlane against each other, and the winner faces Lesnar. So that just completely defeats the purpose of having a Royal Rumble to begin with and stuff. Honestly, the WWE is in so much pain, and they can't do anything to get out of it, and I don't know what they're going to do, but they also, the whole thing is just completely out of control. And another thing about the Reigns is he says after they do that, after the whole incident at the Rumble, he says he doesn't care what anyone thinks. Oh, he's getting rich, which is crazy. Because unless they're turning him heel or doing something with like that, it's ridiculous. Because basically he's saying he doesn't have any passion for the business and he's just there to get rich. So unless they're turning him heel or doing something with that, which like according to Triple H's Reality Era and all their fans know more about the creative process behind it and the whole backstage about it, it's really mind blowing to think that that something like that happens, and then they don't do anything with it, which just kind of defeats the whole purpose of what Triple H said. Another thing is the Kane and Big Show elimination at the Royal Rumble. You have these two huge, well, supposedly huge, two big heels. Or they're supposed to be, which I can't get. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I can't get behind any of them. It's terrible that the fact that you have these two old guys, Big Show turns heel like every 5 seconds, and that's ridiculous too. But that's another story. Eliminate Reigns, and then for whatever reason they start fighting, and then you have Reigns who doesn't even like they don't even let him fight back and make him look strong. They just make him clothesline him because those two got in a fight, which just makes it look like those two are having a huge feud when really that's not the case and they want to get Reigns over. So the way they went about Reigns winning is ridiculous. Another thing too, like Reigns, in my eyes, I'm a Reigns fan, but Gold, like he's, I can kind of see a resemblance to Goldberg. He does this awesome thing and he like beats everybody. He's a huge guy, very athletic, very strong. But then it's almost like if you've done this, is he proven to go one-on-one with a guy like, say, Lesnar or whoever the champ is at the time, which is definitely going to be Lesnar, but to go a whole, like, half hour or 40 minutes just one-on-one with like and telling a good story, and is he proven to do that yet? Like, last year they said he wasn't? What's the difference between this year? Because to me, I haven't seen him step up to the plate and do that yet. Like, he's proven he could destroy people because of his size and whatnot, but can he produce in the main event? And my thoughts are, if they're doing this thing with Bryan in Fastlane against him, then what's the point of even having him or Reigns win it? That's just, like, if they said, oh, Reality Era, all this stuff is so cool, my name's Triple H, I have a big nose, blah, 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 don't get me wrong, I love Triple H, but that's obviously not his call. It's Vince's, but they always say Vince is the big guy, and there's one guy that makes the call, and it's Vince. So if Vince did all these awesome things, 5, 10, just throughout the history, then why is he so blind now in his years of age. I understand he's old, but that should make him more, I guess, capable of making good decisions when it comes to booking and making the right guy win and doing all these things. And it's just like he does these things, and it's just insulting to us fans. And it really is just ridiculous to the point. Yeah, but just to let you guys know, if any of you guys want to call in, talk about something, ask a question, please do. You can do that whenever. So WWE bookings, it's another thing. So we have Dolph Ziggler. I want to talk about Dolph hugely because Dolph Ziggler to me is, he's proven he can rock and roll, step up to the plate, do an awesome match. Survivor Series is an awesome match. He's had awesome matches with Cesaro, IC belt matches. It's weird to think that he won Survivor Series for his team, and he was against one against three or something, and he won, and the crowd gave him a huge pop and stuff, and it's weird to think that he goes through that, and then he doesn't get a chance at all with a title shot. And it's like, are you guys insulting us? Because we know Dolph can do this. And like honestly, Dolph versus Daniel Bryan would be awesome. But now they're doing the thing with Bryan and Reigns at Fastlane. And if Bryan wins that match, what does Dolph do? What's his next step? Because they never seem to have a plan anymore with storylines or anything like that. And it just sucks to see that and to have our wrestling knowledge insulted by the WWE, who's supposed to know all these great bookings and everything. Okay, so another topic, Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, I think, is awesome, but at the same time, he hasn't been on the main roster as long as Dolph Ziggler, and I like the fact that he's Money in the Bank. I think that suits him well because he could do that. And I also think that, like in Royal Rumble match, him, Lesnar, and Cena had an awesome match, a spectacular match. But there comes a time when he's gonna have his thing. But I think Dolph deserves it over him. Dolph deserves it over Reigns. Bryan deserves it over both of them. And another guy, too, who should deserve it, but apparently they don't have enough confidence in, is Cesaro. I think he's good. He's a great wrestler. Him and Zayn had a couple awesome matches during the time at which he, what was it, last year or so? I don't even know what I'm saying, to be honest, but... Okay, so Mania main event here. There's so many people that could be in that main event because we don't know what's going to happen. There's a couple different ways. It's going to happen. Lesnar versus Reigns is one, obviously. Lesnar versus Bryan is another one. But then there's another one in the middle where it's Lesnar versus both of them, which would be the best way to go because you want your guy, Reigns. That's like saying, oh, he won the Royal Rumble, so it doesn't mean anything. You want your guy, Reigns, to be... In the main event, because obviously he won the Rumble and it acts like it's nothing. But then you want Bryan in too because of the fans of Bryan. So have them draw somehow at the Fastlane pay-per-view, and then have both of them face Lesnar, which I think would be better and make Reigns look a little bit better because I don't know if he's ready for that 60-minute, maybe not that long, but 30-40-minute main event Mania match. And Bryan's only had one of those, and he's been in WWE longer than Reigns has. And I think that's just insulting to not have that. Another thing I want to talk about, too, are the WWE titles, like the U.S. title, the IC title. I don't... IC title, like, right now you have Rusev, who has a U.S. title. And I don't know what they're doing with that. Like I obviously I can see why they have Rusev with that title, but it's weird because you look back not even 10 years, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, and you have all these title matches, and you don't and nowadays like you don't have any of these minor title matches, and it's just kind of like strange to see all these people, and that, I mean, all these, this talent, that's what I mean by people, and then you have all this talent, and you don't know what to, it's like they don't know what to do with them, I have no clue why they don't know what to do with them, because you have all these guys who are stars in the indies, they have proven they could be stars, and the fans can get behind them, and they act like, oh, we don't have stars at all. And we can't do all this. And we have two minor belts. We have the IC, the US, and the IC title. What used to be like the greatest, but like sometimes it would be even better than the main title because that's how prestigious it was. And now it's just buried. And you have, who do you have? But you have guys like Ziggler and Barrett, who are these mid card, who apparently in their eyes are mid card, but I don't think they should be mid card. Because of how well they're do, like how much they've proven they could perform. Barrett used to, the fans are behind Barrett. Here we have our first, call in here. Let's see. Hello.
Hey, Pipe Team Pipe Bomb, what's going on?
Oh, you know, spitting. What do you want to talk about? What's your name first? Tell me what your name is.
This is Jerry from Central Pennsylvania. I live in kind of a rural farming town, but I want to talk about the greatest intercontinental champion of all time, the Honky Tonk Man.
All right, that's a pretty big statement. See what you got to say.
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, we had all these characters that had some charisma. They had some style. They were not only good wrestlers, but they were good entertainers. And to me, in the WWE, they may have some good wrestlers, but there's no character development. There's nothing there. People are changing characters
that's
all
very
the
true.
Time.
Very true.
And I think because of that, I just think that they're losing the audience. I would like to hear some of your comments there. I mean, there's nobody like Honky. Honky was such a charismatic guy. You'd come out, he'd do a little shake, rattle, and roll.
That's like, it's nothing talent-wise, because they have that talent to not be necessarily the greatest intercontinental champ of all time, like you say, but to, they have this talent to make good characters out of, but they never do it, and like I said, it's insulting to us as fans, because you have a guy like Fandango, for instance, like you said, there's no character development, and he goes from, like, he developed in a terrible way. He goes from this like dancer, like this ballroom dancer, to like this like weird tango dancer in, I don't know, and it's not like his character developed, but it like almost fell down, and that's basically character development.
That's what I mean, though. They don't develop the character and give the character time to connect with the fans and give the character time to have a long-lasting feud with somebody else. You know, you're a heel, then you're a face, then you're a face, then you're a heel, you're back and forth, and there's just no long-term rivalries or real development into the character. I just wanted to get your thoughts. I think you're doing a good job, and I wish your podcast well. I'll be tuning in a lot to listen to you. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Anytime. All right, so that was Jerry from Central Pennsylvania, and I like what he's saying about the character development, because the WWE is in some peril right now, and I don't really know we don't know what's gonna happen. The future's kind of grave as of right now. Hopefully, it's gonna be better when Triple H takes over, because we definitely need that, and I wish that would happen now, but whatever. It's not really, we don't have a say in it. They said they're gonna listen to the fans. That's what the fans want, and I hope it's pretty clear, but. Whatever. All right, so another thing, enough about WWE. Let's talk about Ring of Honor. They've been having financial issues as of late. There's a couple guys' contracts running out. Promotions are looking at Michael Bennett and Maria. You also have Roderick Strong's contracts up, and he's a great performer. That's proven. Hopefully they don't run out of money because or get bought out because the ROH has been around for 13 years or so. And they obviously, well, in my opinion, have some of the best wrestling talent in America. And, excuse me, I really think that if they went out of business, it would crush a lot of people's wrestling hearts because that's like where you go to look at that good wrestling. And that's like, it's similar to an ECW cult-like structure because you have the indie guys that are really into that. And then some people don't know about it, but people that aren't know about it are really hardcore fans from it. And they have so much talent, and I'm surprised the bigger promotions like TNA, WWE have not taken advantage of that yet. For instance, you have guys like Jay Briscoe, who honestly, I think, in my opinion, he could be TNA's next top guy. He's a little too hardcore for WWE standards. They wouldn't really like a guy like that because swears a lot. He looks like a redneck. He's not their type of guy. It's similar to CM Punk thing, which he said in his a lot of people said about him when he had his first title run. He's not one of those guys you could put on a poster in a nice suit. He's more of a scruffy guy, and I think he's good on the mic, he's good in the ring, good at everything. But you have some other ROH guys too, like the Young Bucks, the both of the Briscoes, other talent like Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal already had a spell in TNA, and obviously he left TNA for ROH. But it's Michael Bennett, Matt Taven, Michael Elgin, Hansen. You have all these guys who can possibly be awesome performers at the high level, at the TNA level, at the WWE level, and nobody's really picked up on them yet, which I don't understand, because you have, especially the Young Bucks, they had a spell with TNA as Generation Me, but they're so talented, they go everywhere, Japan, they get it done everywhere. We got another caller here. Let's see what he's got to say. But my point of the ROH is that hopefully some of those guys pick up on that, and hopefully they don't go out of business. But I guess we'll have to see when it comes time for ROH's money to decline, and I'm hoping it never happens, but if it does, hopefully some of the bigger promotions that we can see more, like the TNA's, WWE, can take advantage of all of that happening. So I'm not sure what happened to our caller, but another topic I want to talk about is TNA. TNA getting on Destination America is pretty amazing for them, because Spike didn't want them anymore, so they left Spike, got on Destination America, taped all those TV tapings, and I think they're doing well. The issue with TNA, they have very talented performers, really, really good. They, right now they have a pretty decent tag team division. They have good talkers, good franchise guys, but what I'm worried about with them is their storyline. Not necessarily the storyline, because they have good storylines, but more so characters and getting stale and whatnot. Because Lashley's been there, like, obviously, this isn't real time because of the tapings, but on TV right now, Lashley's been their champ for a while, and it's mostly been Lashley and Bobby Roode flip-flopping. But you got other guys that could vie for that title, Aries. He has a Feast of Fire briefcase for that. Jeff Hardy, who he's my favorite wrestler of all time. Well, there'll definitely be shows about him in the coming future. But my point is that there's other guys that are right for the job or can get it done in the ring and are awesome performers. But don't get me wrong, I like Lashley. But, we'll see. We got another call here, so let's see what he's got to say. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
This is Dave in Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
I just had a question for you there. I was on the blog talk and I saw that Team Pipe Bomb Pro Wrestling, and the reason that I came in was because it says team. And I don't know how old you are, but my question for you is, as a team, when you see this WWE stuff and you see that this John Cena is always for the kids and they won't push anybody over John Cena because he sells so much merchandise and the kids love him and all this stuff that they give excuses for. Well, what is your take on John Cena and that with all the merchandise and stuff? Because I think this Roman Reigns guy, I think they're kind of shoving him down our throats. And I got to tell you, I like the guys. The guy's look, I think he's got some talent, but I think it's too early. And I want to know your opinion as a team. Is it John Cena that's preventing these people from getting over? Or is it why would they pick Reigns to go over and be the new John Cena? Why not just Daniel Bryan? Everybody cheers him. So what is your perspective on that as a younger fan?
Well, I think Roman Reigns, he has that look about him, not necessarily Bryan, but he's big, he's muscular, he can destroy people. But I also think that Cena's merchandising, the only reason he's still there is because of his merchandising, blah, blah. He's still an awesome performer, but one thing is that he's not always going to be there. So they're looking to the future, Reigns still being young. I mean, Bryan's there, and he's proven he could be their guy. For whatever reason, we're not getting enough of him, but they're shoving Reigns down our throat. I think they're trying to look for that next John Cena or next Rock, next Austin. I mean, you can't compare Reigns to Rock and Austin, obviously, but or even Cena for that matter. But they're looking for that next guy, and I think the WWE thinks that Roman Reigns is their next John Cena. And I really think that we as fans want more Daniel Bryan, but Daniel Bryan's not going to be here in – let's say 10 years, but Roman Reigns is going to hopefully, well, they're hoping, I guess, is going to be here. So I think that they are shoving him down our throats too much because of them, like I said, wanting him to be the next top guy, even though they have other people like Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is still really young. Daniel Bryan, I think, should be main eventing against Lesnar, and they should have him win the title. Only because he's there all the time and he's proven he could be a guy. But at the same time, they want Reigns to look awesome. So I think especially if they don't re-sign Lesnar after Mania, I think they definitely want Reigns to win so he looks awesome, comes out on top, and hopefully he becomes that next guy. I don't know if he has the passion or the drive to do it. But, I mean, if they want him to, I guess he could try. He's still not proven on the mic. There's a lot of stuff out there about him being terrible on the mic. And, I mean, I don't know. You got to put a mouthpiece with him. You got to book him correctly. You got to get a nice mouthpiece on him. And just let him do his thing in the ring and let him destroy people. And that's how you can make him be your next guy. I mean, he's definitely got to talk to be that next guy, but if they're going to do that, they need to start putting a guy with him to help him talk, like a Paul Heyman, maybe not Paul Heyman exactly, but they definitely need to put a manager with him if they're concerned about his mic ability. I think that basically what you can get from that is that he's their top guy, or they want him to be their top guy. Cena's their top guy now, but I think they also think maybe Lesnar is their, like, if he's not their top guy, like, Cena's always there, but Lesnar's like their star right now. He's like their, he's their monster. He's a beast. And I think they want him to lose to Reigns and drop the title to Reigns because they want Reigns to be that star. But according to Triple H, with the Reality Era, is that he's going to give the fans what they want and what's best for business. And we'll see if he holds true to that. And right now, we want Daniel Bryan to be the champ and not Roman Reigns. But hey, I mean, we don't book it. I wish we did, because we'd make a lot of different decisions, but I mean, we just have to accept it and live through it. This is like the Great Depression of the WWE right now is what a good way to compare this to, or compare it to, because of how bad their talent is, how bad they're doing. But we got another caller, so let's see what they got to say.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're good.
right, this is Hobie from Atlas. I want to talk about something that you said briefly before, where you had said, I think that you said, you know, the Daniel Bryant guy, he won't be on for 10 years, but WWE is hoping Roman Reigns will. How can you say something like that when the fans want Bryan? They want Bryan to be there for 10 years. They don't want Reigns. We've seen too many Reigns in the past. The fans want somebody who they can relate to. They can relate to Daniel Bryan. They have the Yes Movement. That could go on for years and years. You know, there's some people out there that think that the Yes Movement is more popular than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, I disagree with that. I don't think there's any wrestler in the history of this WWE company that was as big as Austin. But the Yes Movement, it seems like the WWE just doesn't want to push that. And they're going to push a guy like Reigns, and no fault of Reigns, but the crowd's going to turn on him like they've already turned on him. So, you know, they may want Reigns to be around for 10 years, but why wouldn't they push the guy that everybody wants to be there in 10 years? I want to hear your comments on that, because I'm perplexed by that.
Here's the thing, because Bryan, as he may not seem it to the normal fans, but he wrestled a long time in the independents. And he already his body's taken wear and tear. He already had surgery this year. He had a bad shoulder. I don't really know if he had surgery, but, I mean, hurt that neck slash shoulder. And they're going to have to face reality, because Triple H is calling this the reality era. Fans are just going to have to face the fact. Like, right now, I think Bryan's our guy. But the next guy's got to be Reigns. Or they at least have. That's what they think, because Bryan can't be here all the time. He's not going to be able to be here in 10 years, because he's going to be in his 40s. His body's going to be broken down. He can't be here all the time. And I think they're preparing for the future. And I mean, to me, it doesn't even seem like they'd want Daniel Bryan. It seems mostly like the fans want Daniel Bryan, and that's why the only reason that they're giving it to us. And I think it's just I don't know. I think I'm semi on your side, because.
Well, I want to ask you this, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comment. But, you know, I'm from the old school. You know, we you know, we watched WWF back in the day, and, you know, we watched all that, and we became big fans of Vince McMahon and the McMahon family. Let me ask you, looking forward, moving forward, can we trust Triple H in the role that he's in? Does he know how to book shows? Does he know what he's, you know, can he take this to new heights? Or is this WWE, have they already reached the heights that they've come to, and they're just going to fall off the face of wrestling with, you know, ROH and with New Japan and all these other promotions gaining in popularity? Have we seen the best of what WWE has to offer? I'll listen to your comments. I thank you for taking my call.
Yep, no problem. But I think Triple H can definitely take this to the take. He definitely has experience, and I think he definitely, like, right now NXT's his baby boy, and he's been doing NXT well. He's been building that up. He's been having very good feuds / matches on NXT, which is, like I said, probably the best show that WWE's putting out right now. But I also think that these promotions outside New Japan, TNA, ROH, if they can keep their money, are going to globally expand as the years go. Obviously, they need money to do that, but I feel like in a couple of years, New Japan especially will be a major powerhouse. And they have to prepare for that game, because I think Triple H, we can trust Triple H, but right now we can't trust Vince McMahon, and that's the issue. Because as all these promotions, like the New Japan and ROH and TNA, are growing, WWE's staying the same, and they're even worse. I think they've declined fan base wise and everything wise. But I think Triple H, we have a bright future with Triple H, and hopefully he can do what he says he can do. But yeah, I mean, we can only hope that Triple H knows what's best for business truly, and he stays there. I mean, he stays in the WWE, turns it around, does what his father-in-law couldn't, and turn it back around. I mean, I think Vince did a great job building this and getting us to this point. But I think he needs also to realize, oh, I'm getting too old. I need to step down. I can't do this anymore. And hopefully he can realize that soon, and Triple H can take over the reins. get a couple of his old buddies, like the Nashes, the Halls, the Waltmans, the Michaels, get them on the in the backstage. Hopefully can write with those guys, make get us some good storylines, run the place very well. And, I mean, that's all we can hope for. It's a very, very risky thing because, I mean, McMahon's always been there. Vince has always been there to be that guy that everyone goes to and to call the decisions. But I think Triple H is going to be good at that because that's his NXT down there. And I think what he's doing with NXT right now is great because, as he said in that podcast with Steve Austin, is he's trying to give the fan like what he thinks is a good show. He's trying to put out for the fans because if he were watching, that's what he would want to see. So that's what he's doing. So hopefully he brings that to Raw, SmackDown, all the big shows when it comes his time to take over, which hopefully is in the near future and not 5 years, 6 years, 7 years down the road, because WWE desperately needs him to take over. And I think him and his wife would do a much better job than Vince is doing right now. So hopefully that's what we could come, what come to. So as I was saying about the bigger promotions, New Japan, that's expanding, and it's becoming big. Wrestle Kingdom 9 was awesome. They got JR, Matt Stryker, Jeff Jarrett's in there with Global Force Wrestling to help them. That show, single-handedly, is probably one of the best wrestling shows I've seen in a while. It's a different type of style, different type of product they're putting out. But they build their storylines. They don't even necessarily have storylines. They have rivalries. It's kind of like a boxing thing where they don't really cut promos or have these backstage assaults or anything. It's mostly they develop their storylines and feuds in the ring when they wrestle. For instance, Okada and Tanahashi. That at Wrestle Kingdom 9, that was their like 10th match or so. I think that's pretty close in a row over like maybe 2 or 3 years for that title. So I like the fact that they build their feuds based off of wrestling, because that's what we want to see as hardcore wrestling fans. We want to see great wrestling matches. We don't really care about the entertainment anymore. We just want to see awesome wrestling matches. I mean, entertainment's always fun, but when you do it like the WWE does, it's terrible and we don't like it. But as that expands, they have all these guys, AJ Styles, who's phenomenal, pun intended. You have guys like Tanahashi, Okada, Shinsuke Nakamura, Funky Weapon, the Young Bucks, who are by far my favorite tag team right now, Indies, but Luke Gallows, Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, the Bullet Club as a whole, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi. But anyways, you have all these guys that, after seeing that I knew about them before, but after seeing that pay-per-view, I realized how better their product is. And if they could, which Global Force Wrestling is helping them expand a lot more and grow globally, I believe that they could become something huge and hopefully can keep expanding and keep going and be big. And I hope TNA can do the same thing because they have a lot of talent and they've been putting out nice shows recently, and I've been liking their shows. Ring of Honor, too, that's awesome. I really hope, like I said earlier, they don't go out of business, because if they do, then I'm going to be sad because they have all that talent. They're putting out, they're doing well. It would just be sad as a whole to see that and see their downfall. And you have so many good stars come out of there, low-key, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Tyler Black, a.k.a. Seth Rollins, Kevin Steen, all these awesome Samoa Joe. But yeah, my point is you have all these awesome guys, all this awesome history, and it would be sad to see it all just end because of financial issues. Now, I don't think they're in deep financial issues. I just think that they have to be weary of that, and they definitely need money to globally grow and expand. And, I mean, I do like the fact that they're a cult promotion, but I wish that the WWE would take a hint from ROH or New Japan. Or I mean, they're trying to do what TNA does. It's basically the same thing with entertainment-wise. It's just that they do it 10 times worse than TNA does right now. But Yeah, I really wish we could see more of the 2005 WWE or 1995 or late 90s, early 2000s, even like 2008, 2009 WWE than what we're seeing right now. I was actually thinking today, the Royal Rumble match was awesome between Lesnar, Cena, and Rollins, but that was the best wrestling match I've probably seen from WWE in a good 2 or 3 years. And the Royal Rumble was just by far disappointing. Daniel Bryan getting eliminated at 10 or 11 or something, somewhere around those along those lines. And then the Kane Big Show Roman Reigns spot, that was just terrible, and I hated all that. But yeah, it's very insulting to us as fans that we have to sit through that and see that painfully, and hopefully. They realize that, according to Triple H, the reality era, he's going to pay attention more to the fans, and I really hope that he does, because it's been a long, we've stuck through it for a good couple of years now, and we can't stand it anymore, and I feel like they're going to be losing a lot of fans, even though that they have to see that casual fan base or whatever, and they have to keep the, like, demographic from everybody, all ages. I really think they should start going back to that teenager to, like, 35-year-old male demographic. I'm not saying they have to bring back the Attitude Era completely. They don't have to be as risque and stuff like that. But the entertainment value and the booking and the storylines and the wrestling, basically everything about the Attitude Era or, like, early 2000s or mid-2000s, I just think that all it needs to come back. But, yeah, it's just strange everything going on right now in the wrestling world, because I mean it's a fun time. I don't know if it's a fun time to be a wrestling fan, but it's very fun to have all these independent promotions have all these awesome promotions that we have a lot of access to that people never used to have, like Ring of Honor getting on pay-per-view, TNA expanding, New Japan Pro Wrestling, just all these little things, all these little pay-per-views, and it's that's a good thing. The bad thing is the WWE. It's a bad time to be a WWE fan because of the fact that you can't, you never know what you're gonna get with them. And normally, when you get something with them, and I'm saying like 99.9% of the time, it's a bad thing from what you get. So I'm hoping that they can realize, apparently if they're listening to the reality era, they can realize that we want something different, something more wrestling based, something not it doesn't have to be wrestling based, but just not as bad as the product they're putting out right now. And I mean, I hope they can realize that, but all I'm saying is if I was an 8-year-old kid, I would really enjoy seeing John Cena a lot more. But at the same time, if you're around my age, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, that area, I would want to see some definitely better wrestling, better entertainers, better storylines developing. And I feel like the old people, not necessarily old people, but like the 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, they don't want to see what they're seeing right now at the WWE either. They liked, because they lived through the Attitude Era. They lived through all those things, all the WCW times, all the they were what, in their 30s during 1995. If you're 50, you're 30 during the 1995s, and you're loving wrestling because it's starting to turn a corner, starting to be better. And it's very weird to be a wrestling fan right now. So that's about gonna do it for this podcast, Team Pipe Bomb Pro Wrestling Podcast. I want to thank all the callers, Jerry from Pennsylvania, Long Beach, caller from Long Beach, caller from Atlas, greatest town, Central Pennsylvania. I want to thank all the listeners too. This has been David Payne on Teen Pipe Bomb Pro Wrestling. I hope to see you guys next podcast. So later.